Welcome back to Talk Time, the morning show for you, the listeners. Today's topic is leisure. What do you do in your spare time when you're not working or studying? Do you do anything unusual? Anything wacky? Give us a call. And we have a caller on the line. It's Keith. Hello, Keith. What do you like doing?
Hi, Jim. My hobby is extreme ironing.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Extreme ironing?
Yeah, that's right. Ironing. You know, with an iron and an ironing board.
Sorry, Keith, but do you mean ironing the kind I do, like ironing clothes?
Well, yeah, but with a difference. In extreme ironing, you don't do the ironing in the kitchen or the bedroom. You do it in strange, unusual places.
Like what?
Well, like at the top of a mountain, or up a tree, or at the bottom of the sea. Anywhere. It's up to you and your imagination.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
But that's just... it's just...
just crazy. Yes, it is. It's great fun and you need a lot of skill.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, do other people do this extreme ironing or is it just you?
No, it's not just me. People do extreme ironing all over the world. We even have world championships.
Wow, fantastic. So how did this, sport start?
Well, it all started with a guy called Phil. He was doing his ironing and he was bored. He started to think about his favourite sport.
His favourite sport?
Yeah. Phil loves rock climbing. And he thought, rock climbing, ironing, ironing, rock climbing. And that was it.
Who does extreme ironing then?
Lots of people, from lots of different countries. You have to enjoy life and be a bit crazy.
So if any listeners are interested, how can they find out more about it?
You can find us on the internet or phone the Extreme Ironing offices. They're in the phone book.
You heard it here first. That was Keith the Ironing Man. Our next caller is Sue. Hello, Sue. What's your favourite activity?
Hello, Jim. My favourite activity is canopying. Like in the jungle? You know, flying through the tops of trees? I did this in Costa Rica last summer and it's really awesome.